Welcome to Cold Like Chips 7.
Okay, I just need to say one thing. Daniel's idea of starting this show is, ready, and then he clicks record. It doesn't wait for my answer.
What are we going to wait for?
They just say yes.
You don't look like you're busy. What are you doing?
You wait for me to say I'm ready. I need to get in the zone.
There's no zone.
Okay, we just have a short show today, episode 7. I'm Steve, by the way.
Yeah, Daniel.
Why do we always forget that? It's like, anyway, yeah, it's a short show. We couldn't get anyone else on due to like last minute. Next show we'll bring people.
Yeah, lots of people. Have a big Skype conference. I don't know how that'll go.
It will be so delayed. It's not gonna work.
It was so funny.
You know this isn't gonna work.
So funny. We're going to whose house? We're going to Tuso's.
Yeah.
And there's this teacher that me and Steve have got issues with. Oh. He just makes us laugh, and he just happened to be like on the bus next to us, like right next to us, and we were laughing our heads off. And Steve lives at the end of the line of the bus stop, and as it gets closer, Steve keeps saying, "Shit, I hope he doesn't get off at my stop. What if he lives near me?" And every stop. Every stop, Steve just like terror was in his eyes.
Closer and closer to this worst teacher I've ever had ever. No wait, no. Mrs. Henderson is the worst. This teacher, each stop it gets closer and closer to my house. I'm going no. My life just couldn't get any worse.
So we get off, and he happens to get up as well, and we turn right down a street, and he turns right. And we keep looking back, like, oh my god. We turn left, and he turns left. We make another right, he makes another right.
For a few seconds there, we thought he was going to follow us to Tusa's house.
That's gonna be so funny, though.
That's what it came to. He would have started talking to us about how some people would think it's bad to drive on a police car. Well, what was he talking about? Like, human reactions.
Human reactions, like when there's a cop near you, you'd be good.
Oh my god.
Half an hour, he spoke to me and Steve about that.
Yeah, it wasn't an interesting class. Today at work, you know Mr. Ennis?
Yeah.
He was there as well when I was second on the shelves. And I think he recognised me because he was just hovering around me the whole time. Like, I was standing in front of, like, watermelons, whatever, and stacking them. And you would have thought after he bought, like, a cantaloupe or whatever the fuck he picked up, he would have walked away and bought something else. No, he just, like, hovering around
me. He's like, tuck your shirt in, boy.
Oh, I was just waiting for him to tell me that I wasn't standing upright or I had something wrong with me.
This guy's the teacher that, like, travels all the public transport, making sure everyone's good.
And he's queering public in casual clothes as well. You know, he's a fucking puff in school when he wears school shit.
What if he listens to the show?
Good for him.
Hey, Mr. Ennis. Like
faggot. also, speaking on the thing about Tuso's house. Alright, do you wanna explain to them what I was sounding like on the phone?
Oh my god. Steve rings me up as he does, and all I hear is this, "Daniel, I got a funny story to tell you on Colic. Oh, this is killing me. On Colic Chips. I don't know, it's not like it was that hot."
Yeah, okay, this is going to take a little while to get into, okay? So just bear with me, okay? It's going to be very slow next few minutes. All right, now, I got a bike, okay? And if... Are you still following? Okay? Now, this bike... Okay, Ben has seen it, all right? He knows how shit it is. And part of the reason why it's shit is because Dad made it. You know, he's like, oh, I'll save you $100 or so. I'll just make it myself. So Dad makes a bike that is... complete rubbish, and like I've been walking to Twister's house is like what, like 20 minute walk from mine.
Yeah,
so it's been shitting me because I have to walk there, walk home, walk back. So I decided to ride there. Okay, mind you, this is a very hot day. Okay, and this bike, it takes me 20 minutes to actually pump the wheels up because I have no idea. It's a shittest bike. Now as I'm riding. The, you know the little bowl thing?
Yeah.
How there's like a little... That instantly falls off. It's like cliche. And I'm like, oh my god, this could not be any worse. Now, I'm also wearing one of... What is it? It's like a shoulder bag.
Yeah.
You put it like hangs off your shoulder and then it like hangs down.
Like the bike couriers wear. Like those bags that go over your shoulder.
It's a bag and it hangs down like past my knee. And because it's hanging down so low, it's scraping on the back wheel.
I hate that.
And it's scraping all the bottom of my bag. It's like, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so frustrating. How can I avoid this? So I decide to stand up on my bike, right? Now, this is where it gets worse, okay? As I stand up, this is what I don't notice. My seat gets knocked off. Like, literally falls off. So I'm there riding unaware that I've got nothing to sit back down on. So I'm riding up a hill, like, for as hard as I can go, and then I have to go down this hill, right? And when I screech on my brakes, I have to lean back on something. And I lean back on a pole. That is never again. That's my bike. Everything but the wheels are falling off that bike. Everything. I'm surprised the brakes are fair.
I love your dad.
Never again.
He's trying to kill you.
That pole, you don't understand. That is very discomforting. Sitting on a pole.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure okay. Some people would enjoy it.
Luke Donald. I have to say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Riding over gravel roads.
And then I have to go walk. Because this bike is so shit, I have to walk up a hill. So I'm just carrying it along. And that's when I decide to call Daniel and tell him how much pain I'm in.
All I can hear is just... I'm dying.
never. That's why when I got to Truce's house, collapsed.
It sounded like on a movie, like someone's like had a heart attack or something, and they're saying their last words, like on their deathbed. That's what it was like.
You have no idea how bad that bike is. I'm gonna get you to ride it. I'm gonna bring it tonight. Oh yeah, and then on the way home, I found the seat. It turned out nobody wanted to take the seat, so I've got it back.
Oi, you know what I noticed? Everyone has iPods.
That's because they're popular now.
When I got my iPod, like, I was the only one that had it. And it was so cool.
Yeah, but tell me, what else is there nowadays that rivals the iPod?
Not much.
Exactly. Like, you see, like, what do they call, like, iRivers and stuff?
Yeah, but no one buys them because everyone... And the thing is with the iPod, once you first get one... You put all your music on iTunes, then you don't want to get another thing because you can't use iTunes.
Yes, that is true, but you still have all your music on the computer. You can drag...
Just low disk space.
Daniel's computer is failing. Oh, can I please... Daniel's computer...
Look, it's good.
It fails to multitask. And, for example, it cannot operate LimeWire and iTunes at the same time.
Not that we condone downloading illegally.
Yes, that doesn't happen.
I was simply just opening it to look at it, just explore around.
And it doesn't work.
It's a laptop. What do you want?
I want it to work and to multitask and to not say low disk space every 5 seconds.
Oh my God.
Okay, are we going to mention how we did the Squadcast challenge and how we won it?
We did. We killed it.
Yeah, we shat all over that.
And Brian wasn't happy that we didn't get caught.
Yeah, we got 5 minutes on that, and we even added in a whistle and extra footage.
Yes, bonus footage. Download the video. It's on our website.
Yeah, it's on... Are we going to take that off, or are we just going to leave it on forever? I mean, it's not as if... It doesn't...
I don't know. We'll have to talk to Squadcast, because they're kind enough to host it.
Yeah.
Maybe you can pay for hosting with the money and make on Telstra. No.
Oh, yeah.
Telstra is, like, the biggest... telecommunication company in Australia. And the CEO pretty much said, like, the company's going nowhere and Steve wants to invest money in it in shares.
I'm taking a wild shot.
It's not going anywhere!
This still amused me so bad if my, like, I'm only investing $1,000, so... But...
You're gonna lose all of it.
Shh! You never know.
You don't listen, do you?
It's gonna be the most interesting thing.
Every time... Steve bought an iPod Mini. I said, don't buy one. Then he goes, I should have listened to you. I say, I told you so. This is the exact same thing.
No, I didn't have enough money to buy the other one.
It was like $10 extra.
No, I didn't. I don't know what. I wanted the Mini. But after having to replace it once, and then now it breaks again. A few months after my warranty runs out,
it's convenient how that happens.
Nah, but it's good because I'm going to go buy a new one with my money that I'm earning for my job, Daniel, which you should be getting. Also, no, Okay, I'm going to shake your hand here. I'm going to make money off these toaster shares.
Bullshit.
Okay, it's done.
That's virtual
share. We're gonna keep you posted. I'm gonna set up my account tomorrow night. I'll get all the money in. We'll keep you posted on Cold Like Chips how my shares are doing.
Oh my god! Just get ready for them to go down, people.
It went up like 20 cents over 2 days.
TLS is the stock code. If everyone wants to check it out,
check it out. I don't know.
Oi, my uncle ate that hot sauce. Fine. He's a beast.
Yeah,
he's
I need to borrow that. Oh, he's incredible. Do you wanna bring it tonight and give it to like Justin to add it?
Yeah, it's the hottest sauce. Oh my god. But my
we can't really explain it to these people.
It's just really hot chili. And like unbelievably hot. And like Steve nearly cried, I nearly cried, my mum nearly threw up, and my uncle, he puts like a whole teaspoon on a meatball. We're like, no, you're gonna kill yourself. He just eats it and we're all waiting for the reaction. He's like, oh yeah, he just grabs another teaspoon and puts it on another meatball.
Funny if he's just got like a tough exterior. It's like burning him and he says that, yeah, I'm for it.
Yeah, that's what I reckon. Like those Shaolin monks that like break wood on their head, I reckon they go off backstage and I'm like, fuck.
I reckon. Oh, I tell you what else I heard. I think I told you this about dual vocal cords. Apparently you got two vocal boxes or cords or whatever, and whatever, and then monks like train themselves so they can speak out of both of them at once.
That's so cool.
I search on the internet for days for that. I came up with nothing.
Just like the whale exploding.
That was interesting.
That was so boring.
No, I swear. No, if you know anything about dual vocal cords, send it in. I want to train myself to speak twice. Do you know how interesting that'll be? Do you have like two different voices?
I'm sure one of our like 200 listeners are experts on
vocal cords. It's more than 200 now.
Yeah, probably. Feedburner says so.
Yeah, Feedburner has a lot of... Apparently we're getting new listeners every day, which is why we want people to vote.
We're getting about 30 new circulation a day.
Yeah. And also, we know it's a bitch to go out of your way and vote. I mean, it's like...
No, don't hound them again. Stephen.
I want to just...
No! We made an agreement you could only hound for votes on the first 2 weeks.
Vote for us at Podcast LA, it's on our website.
That's it.
That's all I'm adding.
And that's all we're going to hear, because we don't... Yeah, it's just good for us, and...
Let's
time for the odd spot.
Okay,
Oh, wait, for everyone who doesn't know, or new listeners, the odd spot every week, or every episode, we try and do like a little section called the odd spot, and basically it's little weird stories we find in the newspaper and stuff.
Sometimes they're interesting, sometimes
they're not, and sometimes they're just disgusting. So here we go.
Okay. Do you want to take them this week?
Oh, actually? I'll take them this week. Alright. First one is, robber is dripping in stupidity. A drippy thief was busted yesterday after he tried to rob a Chinese food restaurant in Long Island with a loaded water pistol which started leaking on him.
Yeah. imagine you there with somebody trying to hold you up with a gun. And
it leaks water on them. Why a Chinese food restaurant?
That's a good point. No, wait, is this in China? Where is it? Long Island. Yeah, no. of all the places to rob.
That's pretty stupid.
I would have tried something else. Like,
you would have tried something service station. Maybe he was like really hungry and like he just found the water pistol on the ground. Like some bum. He's like, hey, I got an idea.
I don't think it works like that.
I cannot explain it.
If anyone's from Long Island and you've heard about this...
Please tell us. We need details. Email us, coldlikechips@hotmail.com.
Yeah, and also email in and just tell us about yourselves, where you're from and who you are.
Yep.
That's all we want.
Right. Now, I don't really get this one because you think it's... read the middle one because I don't find that good.
Basically, a German woman paid $6,000... because a priest convinced her to have an exorcism. So basically...
On herself?
No, the guy did the exorcism on her, but she had to pay $6,000 for it.
Yeah, but like...
Yes, herself. Yeah.
Did she have a problem?
I'm reading this really small paragraph to try and find...
That is extortion. I thought priests weren't meant to like make money. They're meant to like do vows of poverty and stuff.
Yeah, apparently she was told that she was possessed by a young woman. Yeah, and she when somebody read her hand at a Christmas market.
Oh my god!
and then she paid $6,000 to get rid of this so called woman. I don't know.
The last one.
Okay.
Mum sued over Animal Act. A 19-year-old German woman has sued her mother after she confiscated her 2 guinea pigs, a dog, and a litter of puppies and donated them to the animal home.
Okay, firstly, I got two things there. I'm seeing a trend. Both of these last two retarded stories seem to be from Germany.
Now, yes.
And secondly, this person must love her animals.
Yeah, but no, but like, you go close to your cat. And dogs and guinea pigs. Even a
19-year-old. No, but it'll cost a couple of grand to for the lawyer and all that shit to sue the mother. I mean, you might as well just buy a guinea pig and a dog and a little...
What kind of mum would do that, though? There must have been a reason.
Obviously, they must not love their children almost as much as your mum. I'm sorry, I had to bring that up.
About what?
About your mum buying me.
Oh my god!
We've covered just, that in earlier shows.
So much food. She just loves you and Ben.
No. Daniel's mum has also bought him a lot of food. Daniel, would you like to go name everything that's in your cupboard, which you showed me a while ago?
There's like this discount store near her mum's house, which she goes to visit every week. What?
I was gonna say, are we gonna get PodSafe Music Network tonight?
Oh no, not tonight.
Tonight.
We gotta.
That's where this computer's multitasking comes in.
Listen, it's fine, but this was meant to be a short episode.
Yeah, it's true, but we might as well just add it in case anyone likes it.
Alright, well, you keep
music.
Them entertained, I'll find something.
Okay, Daniel's mum, she goes to these, like, home brand stores, like Golo, and she buys chocolate and biscuits.
Yeah, but she bought, like, all this chocolate fudge, rum fudge, like, so many.
It's
packets
30
of chocolate.
Cents, I swear. Some of these things, they taste like shit. The other things we had before, they were good.
Yeah, chocolate-coated almonds.
Some of this stuff.
It's like $2 for a massive bag of chocolate-coated almonds.
It's like, no, it's like they just got dogs and they just cooked them. And
dogs?
That's, yes.
The almonds, you idiot. They're nuts.
No. Like, the chocolate, it's so filthy. They put, like, sugar and dogs together and dog sweat. And that's how they made the sugar for some of these things.
Steven, you are ruining my dreams.
Just enjoy your food tonight.
We got a poker night tonight.
Yeah, we're gonna go play poker.
Tuso's house.
Yeah, it's gonna be $10 a head. why not just give them the address so everyone just can turn up?
Yeah.
It could be interesting. We're gonna wrap it up soon or.
Yeah.
Wait, one more thing that happened to me today. On the way here, I was walking down my street, and my street leads onto a main road. I'm about 50 to 100 meters away from the main road, and a bus drives past, right? And on this bus, there are three people in the back seat, and they obviously see me, and they know who I am, and they just get up and start waving to me, and I just don't know who they are, because I can't see them from that far. Not that I'm blind like Daniel, but...
Shh, oh, come on, I'm not blind. This is like when people prank you with private numbers, and they expect you to call them back.
Yeah, that frustrates it. Like, if... Has anyone got a call from a private number, and then they don't know who called them? What is the point? Why would you just not use your normal number so these people know who called them?
I don't know.
That's what I got from work the other day. Constant private number calling. Like, if I could just say, call me back in 10 minutes, it would have been so good. But yeah, anyway, I waved to this bus people. I don't know who they are, and I still don't know who they are, and it just frustrates me, because I don't...
If they're listening, Steve says hi.
Yeah, hi, whoever waved to me on the bus.
Alright, we'll wrap this up, I think this song. It's a song called Lost Angels by Berman.
Yep.
Yep, PodSafe Music Network. Now, we apologise in advance, we have to find some way to get this quality better for the songs.
Oh yeah, can we change it? I'm not gonna push this computer to the limits.
If you're very, like, sensitive to kind of bad sounds, just stop the podcast
now. Turn off now.
We'll catch you later.
If you can't bother listening to music,
for those
just
who
turn
are,
off
like,
now.
Asleep and don't really care, or are deaf, which I'm sure most of our listeners are if they're listening to us, then just enjoy the song.
And also, one more thing. Don't forget to check us out at coldlikechips.blogspot.com and email us at coldlikechips@hotmail.com.
Thank you very much, Stephen. All right.
I need to add that. We've been missing this every single episode.
We forget.
Oh, and one more thing. Every single episode I notice that we're promising for a better episode the following week, and it never happens. I don't know what to say.
Alright, wrap it up. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm not right.
Wait,
wait, wait.
No. Oh my god. Okay, here's the song. We'll catch you soon with a better episode.
Yeah, why not?
Alright, see you all later.